So, the last few weeks we've been looking at the fruits of the Spirit. Can anybody remember our signs that we had for them? Right, our first one was love. Let's see the sign. Love. And then we have joy. And then we have peace and patience. And that's the very last one. Kindness. Well, that was kindness, wasn't it? Kindness. And then keep your thumbs out for goodness. And then we have this one I forgot last week. I only had 8 fruits last week. Faithfulness. And then, Susan's been wanting to do this one for a while, gentleness. And the last one, Blaine, self-control. Keep a lid on it. And we've been using the cheeky pandas to help us with these. Now, these are actually, Paul wrote these in a letter to the people of Galatia. But our Bible reading today was from 2 Peter. And that's the same Peter who was a fisherman, who walked in the water and then sank. He kind of got it wrong quite a few times. He chopped the soldier's ear off, and then he's the one that also said he didn't know Jesus 3 times. But he's also the one that Jesus restored when they had breakfast on the beach. If you were at Holiday Club last year, you might remember us doing that. And he's also the one that when the Holy Spirit came, God gave him lots of power and confidence to be able to speak to people and tell people the good news about Jesus. He was teaching new Christians and helping to write letters to new Christians, people across lots and lots of countries, and he'd probably never even been to school. God was doing powerful things through Peter. So this letter was probably passed through lots of churches. It couldn't go by email, and they didn't have the Royal Mail either. So it was very important to them, and they were still passing it around all these different churches. And it was probably written when Peter was in Rome, and he knew that he was probably going to be killed fairly soon, which is what did actually happen to him. So back to when the boys read, they said, Jesus has the power of God. His power has given us everything we need to live and to serve God. God has given us gifts and we can share in God's nature. Hang on a wee sec. That just said that Jesus has got the power of God and we can share in God's nature. We can share in that power. That's pretty amazing. And sometimes I think when we read the Bible, we forget how amazing that is, that we can share God's power. He's given us some of these gifts. Can you give me some words that you use to describe God? Cara. Amazing. Powerful. Awesome. Fantastic. We can share in all those amazing gifts of God. With God's power, we have got those gifts as well. And that is pretty exciting to know that we can have that. It's amazing stuff. If you were given the power of the president of the USA or being the prime minister of the UK, or if you were king or queen for a day, that would make quite a big change in your life. And is God more powerful than a king or queen or a president? Yeah. And we can share in that power too. But there's always a but. Because we share that power, there's a responsibility. I'm not sure if it's in the current Spider-Man films, but in the ones that came out when I was a teenager, there was a line in Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. These verses that we read in Peter are kind of like Peter's version of the fruits of the Spirit. He included faith, goodness, knowledge, which was a different one, self-control, patience, service for God, kindness, and at the very end he said, add love. And that's the one that Paul started with. Love was things that was really, really important to them. And when Jesus was on earth, he said the most important commandment was to love one another as you love yourself and to love God as well. Later on, they read, if all these things are in you and growing, they'll help you never to be useless and they'll make your lives better. In our song we just sang, God behind, God beside, God ahead. How much better is our life if we know we've got God behind us, God beside us, and God ahead of us, that we can trust in all of that? I then need to give a little warning that some people have forgotten these things. And how can we stop ourselves from forgetting all of this? By coming to his kids, by reading our Bibles at home, by praying, by asking questions. Sorry, parents. They help us to grow. All these things help us to grow and to not forget. The Cheeky Pandas have been helping us to grow and not forget over the last few weeks as well. Each week we've had a TV episode and a song. We're going to share one of the songs with you today. The one I've picked is the Faithfulness song, partly because I like it a lot. But the lyrics are really simple and they fit in with our theme for today. It starts by saying, God, you are the King of faithfulness because you never break one of your promises. Faithfulness. That was one, being faithful, one of our fruits of the Spirit. And then it says, teach me how to grow in faithfulness. How can we keep growing and not forget our King of faithfulness? And so that we learn to keep all of our promises. And then it talks about through the highs and through the lows, a bit like in our God Behind song, in the laughter and in the pain, in the good times and the bad times, we can praise our King of faithfulness.
Now, boys and girls, I want to say a few things just to round off what we've been reading from the Bible. And what I'm about to say, it's going to sound like I'm making it up because I'm going to talk about your school and if you go on a school trip. But actually, what I'm going to do is actually say something from the Bible readings that we've read. I'm going to try and make a point out of what the Bible says to us. Now, boys and girls, listen to me. If I saw you going to school in the morning, how would I know what school you went to if I looked at you? Yes. The uniform you're wearing. I think that's right. I would look at your uniform, and if you're one in one of the schools in the area, I might say, aha, that boy or girl goes to Newton Mearns. I would look at your uniform, and I would say, aha, that person looks like they go to that school. Now, supposing you were on a school trip, let's say you've gone to the art galleries, so way over in the west end of Glasgow, you've gone to see the art and the different things that are there, right? And you're with your teacher, and then... some of the kids in the group start to stand on the chairs, start to drop their Coke cans and their sweetie papers and their sandwich wrapper, and they start to be nasty to some of the people that are coming in and around the art galleries as well. And in fact, there's other schools there, and yeah, some of the kids start to be really nasty to the other kids from other schools as well. What do you think your teacher might say to you? What do you think, Cara? Time to go back. They might do. They might say, we're cutting this short. Let's get out of here. Look, Eblaine. Stop it. I'm pretty sure they'll say that. Is that all you think they would say? Don't do it one more time or we'll go back to the school. It's embarrassing. I think they'll say maybe all of that, but I think they're going to add something else. Yes, what else? You've got to go back and it'll be a bit more boring. I think that's true. All right, last chance. Well, that's a good point. Other kids might be copying you. I think your teacher, amongst all the things that they'll say, listen to this, I think your teacher will take you aside and they'll say something like this. They'll say, that uniform you're wearing says that you go to such and such a school. In that school, we don't behave that way. I think they'll say, if you wear the uniform of such and such a school, let me tell you, this is how we behave. We don't drop our crisp packets. We don't stand in the chairs. We're not nasty to people who are just walking around the art galleries. And we're certainly not nasty and hurtful to other school children. Because we have, are you ready for this? Are you listening? Because they'll say, we have a different set of values. Now, somebody just said there, it might be that others will copy you. Do you know why Peter, the Apostle Peter, wrote this letter to these people? Do you know why he wrote it? Because he wanted people to copy what's the values of Jesus. But do you know what they were doing? They were doing exactly like you said. They were looking at what other people were doing who did not know the forgiveness of Jesus, who did not know the love of Jesus. These other people were living in certain ways, and the Christians that Peter was writing to was watching them and starting to do what they were doing. And Peter says, do you not remember? Do you not see that Jesus forgave your sins? Jesus died for you. So because Jesus died for you, you should live for him. don't be watching the people over there because they don't know Jesus. They don't know the forgiveness of his sins. They don't know how wonderful his ways are. Don't copy them. Follow Jesus, copy him. Now, that was a very long time ago. Could you believe it that it's like God has given us Peter's letter to us? Because do you know what? In school, maybe even with your friends, maybe even in your family, that they don't know the forgiveness of Jesus. They don't know the loving ways of Jesus. They don't know about the things you've been learning about kindness and self-control and gentleness and all the good things that Jesus wants us to live by. They don't know that. And so they might do things that you would copy. And so it's like Peter has written this letter and he says, not just young people of Max O'Mearns Castle Church, but everybody in Max O'Mearns Castle Church, don't be short-sighted, don't be blind. Remember that when Jesus forgives your sins, when he died for you, there's a new life to live with him and for him. And he tells us the steps that we should take. One of the steps, tell me some of these fruits that Pauline and the teachers have been telling you. Cara, you're first. Love, take the step of love. Take the step of self-control. This is how you should walk through life, Andrew. Take the step of joy. This is how you should walk through life. Kindness, this is how you should go. Yes, young man. Gentleness, these are the ways of Jesus that you go forward in life. Do you have a wee think? Faithfulness, have we got them all? Goodness, this is great. This is taking us all the way through life. Patience. Do you know what, boys and girls? Here's the thing. It's great to be in church, isn't it? It's great to be in church. And some of you said how great it is to be in his kids. I would love to be in his kids because it sounds wonderful. But do you know what? The life that Jesus wants us to live is not just for here. It's not just for these moments. It's not just for his kids. It's not just for church time, for children's talk time. This is for life. So when you're going through life, the Lord Jesus, by his Spirit, wants you to walk his way. Shout them out again. Just anything, love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and gentleness, is it? And goodness and faithfulness and maybe even, here's a tricky one, self-control. But the Lord, what he asks us to do, he helps us with. Boys and girls, when you're in school, if you know in your own little heart the forgiveness of Jesus for your sins, then he wants to help you through love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, and right through all nine fruit of the Spirit. And when you're out playing around, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness. And when you're in your family, especially when you're playing football, self-control. You know what? You can be competitive playing football, but you can still be kind. You can be competitive playing football, but you can still have self-control. You can do the whole of life the way that Jesus wants you to live. Now, look, let me just say this, boys. Look, I'm wearing these glasses. Do you see this? If I take these glasses off, sometimes they put things up on the screen. Do you know I've got a screen up here? Did you know that? Yeah? So when I look up at this screen just now, do you know what? I can't see really what it says. What does it say? What does it say up there? Rev Scott Kirkland. Okay, thank you. So when I take my glasses off, I can't see that because I'm what you call short-sighted. That means I can't see at a distance. And that's what Peter said. Do you know that's what Peter said in the Bible? Peter said that when we forget that Jesus has forgiven our sins, it's like we're not seeing properly. We're not seeing properly. And we need to be reminded by putting on what is really God's word. And then you start to see clearly, aha, it says Reverend Scott Kirkland. And underneath it, I can see it says page whatever it is of whatever it is. You can see it there, page 60 of 67. That's because I'm seeing now clearly. Boys and girls, this Bible that they're teaching you from every week is like putting on glasses so that you can see clearly and be reminded of how the Lord Jesus wants you to live. I want to say two things to finish. First is this. Did you know, if you listen very carefully to what the reading said, Peter seemed to be repeating himself. Listen to this. Listen to this. In verse 12, he said this. He said, I will always remind you of these things. In verse 13, he said, I think it's right to refresh your memory. Well, that's pretty much the same thing as saying it's good to remind you of these things. And then in verse 15, he said, I'll make every effort to see that after I depart, you'll always be able to remember these things. He knows how easy it is to forget these things and to forget Jesus. We don't want to do that. And you know what, big people? it's fantastic that our HISCA teachers and prime time teachers are not letting our young people forget Jesus. It's fantastic that every week, week on week, they're reminding the kids of Jesus. We need to be reminded of Jesus week on week as well. We need to be reminded of that way of life that Jesus wants us to live. But we don't want to be short-sighted and forget that this way of life is opened up to us because he's forgiven us our sins. He has died for our sins so that we might live with him and for him. The kids are going to forget as well. So all of us who are parents, remind them. Make every effort to see that we're able to remember, they're able to remember these things. Grandparents, the only way they'll remember is when you get alongside and keep talking to them about the forgiveness of their sins through Jesus and how Jesus has got a fantastic new way to live for them. And Peter's saying, I want to remind you, I want to refresh your memory. When I depart, I'm going to make sure that I find ways to help you remember these things. It's so important because we're always tempted to look at people who don't know Jesus and to live their way. Always tempted because they're around us all the time, in school, in the house, with friends, on the football field, wherever we are. You put your glasses on, it's like putting on God's word, seeing clearly how he wants us to live.